We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Good morning and welcome to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Frank Bohl here, talking with CBD American Shaman founder and owner, Vince Sanders. Vince, how are you today?
Great, Frank. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. Everything's awesome. Good. You have been a world traveler, not just here in the United States. We'll talk about that on a future program. You're just back from Tennessee not too long ago, but You're also just back from China. That had to be a heck of a trip. Now, I thought, wow, what a once-in-a-lifetime wonderful deal. And you go, no, I go there pretty often. So explain a little bit what's going on with China.
So, yeah, I was just in Guangzhou, which is the manufacturing hub of China. If it's sophisticated equipment or machinery of any kind, that's where the government has designated. This is where it's built. It's a city of 40 million people, so twice as big as New York.
And all of us probably have never heard of that city
before.
Right. Yeah,
right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what's really cool there is, you might have a 2,000-year-old Buddhist temple next to a 1,500-foot tower that has LED lights and video running around it all night. Yeah, uh-huh. It's ancient meets Jetsons. It's pretty crazy. But, yeah, we were over there specifically looking for new extraction equipment, some of the more cutting-edge techniques to help isolate individual cannabinoids and terpenes for the coming of, every cannabinoid has different purposes and uses, so we can do a lot of custom compounding for different things. And that's what I was there for, was a show that specialized in that type of equipment. So I was talking to the scientists and engineers and eyeing what type of things we need for the future to get to where we're wanting to go.
Yeah, and are they made by the Chinese, or was this an expo where everybody from around the world came, brought their extraction machines to be looked at and studied?
Correct. Yeah, this is from people from everywhere. So predominantly when you're looking at this kind of equipment, it comes from one of three places. You're either coming out of West Germany, United States, or China. There is some Japanese equipment manufacturers and lab guys, but less. So
right.
Most of it, even if it's built in China, it's more for cost savings. It's usually the engineers are out of West Germany or the United States.
Right. How long have they been working with the hemp and trying to do the extractions in other countries? Are they ahead of us a little bit there, or do they get government support a little bit quicker than we do?
Yeah, well, of course, in Europe, hemp was never illegal, so
right.
they have an edge there. But a lot of this is borrowed technology from other extraction processes. They're
right.
Just like, hey, if it works for this, if we do this and this to it, you should be able to do this with it with these hemp plants.
Sure.
So that's, it's these scientists and engineers figuring out with small changes how to take a lot of times existing cutting-edge equipment that's used in other fields and using it for this.
Right. I'm talking with Vince Sanders, of course, the owner and founder of CBD American Shaman. And Vince, the other thing about it is, as we talked about, there are basically over 130 different cannabinoids in every hemp plant. Okay.
Correct.
So does each one of those cannabinoids, as you're finding out, have its own specific purpose and how it affects the human body and what you're trying to get
many
done?
Do that's what we're really finding, and what's really interesting, because sometimes, of course, due to the prohibition, there's not enough science here,
right?
But there's been small university studies or maybe a pharma study or whomever, where oftentimes we'll get a little glimpse that, hey, this might have these type of properties. So then we'll get it and we'll make it, and then we'll start testing and saying,
right,
hey, what is this doing what we think? The two cannabinoids we're working with very aggressively right now are CBG, cannabigerol, which is known as the mother cannabinoid. All cannabinoids are made from CBG through enzymatic processes within the plant.
Okay.
So as it makes CBG, then it's broken down into CBD, CBN, all the other cannabinoids, CBC. And all these, keep in mind, are words. CBC is cannabichromene, CBD is cannabidiol. So they're shortened, but there's over 100 known cannabinoids. And again, each probably offers unique properties, or some overlapping properties. That's why we always talk about that full spec oil working so well because you're getting something from each one. But very specific, we're, you know, there's a good research out there that's suggesting CBG is a good energy cannabinoid. CBN is a good sleep cannabinoid. And these are things that we are experimenting with. We actually have IRBs lined up and are requesting human trials with the FDA on those particular ones right now. We have five different human trials that we're applying for as we speak. So, and those particular two cannabinoids are in two of them.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so when you go to China and you went to this expo and you see all these new extraction ideas and techniques, then what is the next step for you? Do you go and buy the machine from somebody or do you go develop your own machine? How do you work through the patent process and all that sort of stuff?
It really depends. Each scenario is a little different. Obviously, it's a great place to get ideas, you know, and get enlightenment. And then maybe you do come back and start figuring out, hey, I like this, but I don't like that. And you do end up making something yourself. Or, you know, if you're fairly confident it'll work, that's the only bad thing about this stuff. When you're in a space nobody's ever done before, a certain amount of risk attached to it.
Sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time we've bought something that simply didn't work. You're just like, well, that was an R&D cost. That, you know, it's pretty much worthless to us. So, but, you know, so you really do your homework. You have to be very confident before you pull the trigger that you think, hey, this is the next step. In order to get where we are, this is what we need to do. And we do have some great PhDs online that consult with us throughout the process and point the direction that, hey, this should do this. And you show them the schematics and plans and what we're wanting to do. And the engineers, they'll look through it and say, yes, this will accomplish what you're wanting to do. And then you go about purchasing it.
Okay, so you go about purchasing it. And then what about the research and development from that point? You just can't sort of start in production and then go use it. You've got to do some research and
correct.
Development at that
yeah,
point,
that,
right?
So that's the thing. Getting the equipment that you think will help you get to where you want to be is one thing. But then developing techniques and SOPs and things for those individual, whatever you're trying to do, is a whole other thing. So then you get into the R&D, which inevitably takes months and sometimes years.
Yes.
You know, for instance, you know, our CBN product, we've been extracting it for a while, but we've been in studies for about the last 5 months trying to determine, hey, what is the proper amount? And we're confident we're there now and we'll be launching that product within the next 30 days. So early December, that will be on the market. But it took about 18 months figuring it out, extracting it, accumulating it, and then a little over 5 months of actual trials to see, hey, what, you know, does this do what we think it will? And if so, how much, what do we need, you know?
Right. And you're hearing folks right now. This is Vince Sanders, of course. He's the founder and owner of CBD American Chum. You're finding out this is not some fly-by-night outfit, okay? They are the top CBD producer and third-party tested and the cleanest and the best that there is in this country that you can buy. CBD American Shaman, there's over 40 shops right here in Kansas City. There's like 700 across the country. There are shops everywhere. You can go to their website, CBD American Shaman, and it is the right and the best thing to get for your body that you know what you're putting and ingesting into your system. Remember, third-party tested. And I think, Vince, that's the biggest thing that people will get from just what you're talking about now. How much research, development, third-party tested. This is tested and tested and tested all the way down the line.
The testing never quits.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. So, and then what do you hear back from the process that you're going through when you present these kinds of things to the FDA?
So that's pretty exciting. You know, we've been trying for a while and getting more pushback, and suddenly they've started to listen. And it looks, on you know, knock on wood.
Sure.
But exactly.
I got it right there.
There we
buddy.
Go. So it looks like we have a very good chance of all five of these human trials being accepted, which would be groundbreaking.
Okay.
Right? That would be amazing.
So what are the five trials, if you can talk about it, five trials you're going through
well,
right now?
Well, as I mentioned prior, the one is on the energy. One
right,
is
that's on CBG.
On CBG, and then the CBN,
CBN
for sleep.
CBN is asleep, right?
Yeah, and then the others are pain management in conjunction, pain management in general for inflammation, that type of things. The others are There's a specific one with chemotherapy and the people going through those type of treatments.
Getting pain from chemotherapy because my wife, we've talked about this a little bit, she went through the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma chemo treatment. Thank God she's clean now and everything. And she ended up with some neuropathy in both her hands and feet, what they say is sometimes an offshoot of going through the chemo.
Yep.
And it's part of the cure. Yep. And she is now using the topical cream for that, and it is definitely working for her. So she hasn't had the pain as much as she's had the neuropathy.
Right.
Right.
Right, the after effects.
Yes, right.
The damage.
Right. And then what was the final one we talked about? It is
anxiety depression study.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. Anxiety and depression. Okay. So you're feeling pretty confident that all five of those eventually are going to be
amazingly. It's just been in the last few months that suddenly they've reached out and started to talk to us and in a very positive manner.
Well, what kind of feedback do you get from people from other countries concerning this? And I've asked you this before. I know hemp was prohibited in this country. It was against the law for
81 years. 1937 till December of 18 when finally the Farm Act got signed.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it was 81 years here, but these other countries have been working with it since.
They have.
They've never stopped working with
Correct.
It.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. And so you probably get some pretty good feedback since we haven't been able to do it. Some of the processes and things they had to eliminate and go through before any of this really got on track for them as well.
We borrow a lot of technology or study Israel and Spain and England in particular. Those are kind of the bright spots, Israel especially. I have a lot on my plate, so we'll see if I actually go. But in 2 weeks, there's a big symposium in Spain. I was actually asked to speak there, and I did decline the speaking engagement because I'm not sure I can go. But it's kind of, I do have a couple other people from the company going.
Uh-huh.
I've been out of town so much lately that I just don't think I can take more time. But that'll be a lot of research and things that has shown, not just in Spain, but from around the world. These cannabinoid conferences are held for everybody from around the world doing that type of research or interested goes to. So those are the things that you just have to do if you want to be on the cutting edge.
Yeah. Because
that's where the information is.
Yeah, sure. And you go, and I know when you go, it is business basically the whole time. But I understand that's a pretty beautiful country.
Right. It'd
be well worth your time, I think.
To extend a few days.
To give yourself a break just for a minute. I know you hate to take your finger off the pulse because obviously when you're doing all this traveling, you are going for a specific reason. These aren't sightseeing tours for you.
Correct. Not at all. You know, oftentimes, maybe I'll go to someplace like Europe or something for a couple of days. And time you've flown there and back, you have almost as much time involved in the travel as you do what you spent there.
Yeah, sure.
Right? But
yeah.
You got in there, you got the information, and you got back efficiently.
Does it surprise you at all what other countries are doing and where they are in this process as far as hemp extraction is concerned?
No. I mean, we're right here on the leading edge I mean, because we stay up on it.
Right.
But, you know, there is some new stuff out of Israel that's really interesting. There's a process called decarboxylation, which all cannabinoids are in acidic form originally, and as they age or cross link, you lose that acid molecule. It's called decarboxylation. So we have, of course, we talk about CBD. The initial cannabinoid is CBDA.
Uh-huh.
So as that ages or through a chemical process, we convert that from CBDA to CBD. And the problem is CBDA has a lot of great properties as well, but after sitting literally just a few months, it'll just naturally break down into CBD.
Okay.
Israel,
so you don't even have to process it. You just set it aside.
Yeah, if you set it aside, it'll do it naturally. But we would love to have some CBDA in our products. But the problem is if it sits very long at all, it just naturally converts.
Right.
So there is a new process out of Israel. They have filed patents, so we'll have to get some type of a patent agreement to do this with an enzymatic process that prevents it from breaking down. Mm-hmm. So you can have just CBDA.
Right.
Yeah, which will be a beautiful thing that we look forward to being able to add to the product.
Then would you have to use that within a certain period of time? Would it eventually, or they have a process where it will not break down?
My understanding is it will never break down. It'll stay as CBDA forever.
Right. Is there anything that ever really surprises you when you go to these places and you go, wow, I never heard about that
before? Yeah, you know, that's it. You're always, I love those aha moments. You're always looking for them because, you know, you're always trying to learn, you know, like anything when you're deep in it. You know 99% of what's going on, but there's that 1% that catches you, like, ah, look at this.
Yeah,
you know, here's an answer to that problem.
Right, especially with this just the CBDA, then when it breaks down, it just becomes CBD, which is great. But you know, wow, the property with CBDA is great. We could use
that. We want that as well.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we want everything.
We want it all.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you bet you do. Hey, Vince, we appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Frank.
I know how busy you are. Glad you're back from China. And you've been back and forth from some other places, and we'll touch on that as we go forward. But that's Vince Sanders, of course. He's the owner and founder of CBD American Shaman. Don't forget, folks, there are 40-plus stores in this metropolitan area. They have them in Lawrence. They got them in Platte City. They've got them all over the area. Don't forget, the only place you want to get your CBD products is from CBD American Shaman. Remember, third-party tested. They are the best that you can get in this country. So it's CBD American Shaman. Vince, appreciate it.
Thank
you, Frank. We'll talk to you again. Okay, welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman on this Sunday morning. And one of my regular guests on a weekly basis. Always great to sit down with him and get the latest from the American Shaman Clinic and Akasa Care right over there behind Applebee's at College of Metcalf is Dr. Jesse Lopez.
Good morning.
Dr. Jesse, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Good. Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. There's no doubt about that. We just switched over. This is, I don't know why we do this anymore. I don't know why we still have daylight saving time and then go back to standard time. I think we're the only country in the world that does this stuff. It drives us all crazy. You know, nowadays we wake up when it's dark, go to work when it's dark, and we come home when it's dark. Talk a little bit about how, and people wonder, well, what does this have to do with Dr. Jesse? What does this have to do with Akasa Care and the American Shaman Clinic? Tell us a little bit about sleep, CBD, and now a new product, CBN. But talk to us a little bit about the sleep situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's one of the reasons why I think everybody is so depressed and grouchy this time of year.
Oh, that's the reason.
Because of the change. And it really affects our ability to sleep. So we see in the clinic a lot of sleep disturbances. And so that's why that's really a relevant discussion for today. You wake up more often in the middle of the night. You can't get back to sleep, have difficulty going to sleep. And so what happens is that your performance during the rest of the day is really poor because that whole sleep disturbance affects your cortisol levels. It affects your ability to engage and focus. And so if you're liking to work out and you're an athlete and you want to get to the gym in the morning and you're exhausted from the lack of sleep, your workouts don't go well. And so we're excited to work with our clients when they come into the clinic about proper sleep habits, including utilization of some quiet time, settling down, because we're always on the
good luck with that,
you know, computers, and so you need to kind of be able to chill out. But we're excited to be offering through the American Shaman Clinic a study on a great product called cannabinol, or also known as CBN. And CBN is well known for its ability to engage and assist in the area of sleep.
So how does CBN differ from CBD?
Well, CBD really refers to a whole host of cannabinoids. And there's over 130-some cannabinoids. CBN is a specific cannabinoid. And actually, it comes about from the breakdown or degradation of THC. Mm-hmm. So when it's manufactured, that is how you actually get it. And when you take the CBN, just a small amount can really improve sleep.
Okay, so the CBN, again, when we say THC, that sends everybody's antennas up, right? This is, again, in that spectrum of 0.3% or less, and always less, even with the CBN, like it is with the CBD?
Yes, you know, that's correct. When you have a product that's degraded or broken down, it does not necessarily carry the same properties as the parent compound. So
right.
If you take CBN, it doesn't have the psychoactive properties. It doesn't have the highs. It doesn't have, you know, the potential to get you in trouble. It is its own separately identifiable compound.
Okay. Now, how does, you're targeting sleep here. You're targeting something with somebody when you do this with sleep. And folks, we're going to tell you here in a couple minutes how doctor would like you to get a hold of him to participate in a sleep study. And we will give you a little bit of more. We'll give you more information on that in a moment. But how does this target the area you need in order to calm down and get yourself to sleep?
Well, when we are going through the sleep process, part of the physiology is allowing the body to settle down, basically turn some of the factors off that keep us so engaged. If you think of our primitive instincts, we're always on alert. That's just kind of our natural primitive instinct. Is something going to come and harm me? Something going to come and get me? And so when we're going through the day, we're functioning in that way. And so the CBN helps take out some of that natural
it's
not really anxiety as much as it is just a survival instinct.
Okay.
I mean, you know, so in the caveman days, you know, you're going
to
keep,
being.
Well, you're right. It's right. An innate aspect. Mm-hmm. You're going to keep one eye open in the cave, you know, hoping
exactly
that some bear doesn't
right.
wander in and eat you, right?
That's right.
Well, we still have some certain natural instincts, and that's even present when we want to go to sleep. And so it helps overcome some of that in terms of our now daily stress that we experience in our lives.
Right. And folks, if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. Jesse, you can give the American Shaman Clinic a call over there at College of Metcalf at 7201 West 110th Street. The number there, and I'll give this to you repeatedly this morning, 913-647-3999. That's 913-647-3999. And tell them that you want to be part of the sleep study with Dr. Jesse.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of the wonderful things that I love about being associated with CBD American Shaman is that we love science, and we like to take the different products that we offer, and we like to put them in a scientific bubble and evaluate and look at and discuss and test. And so that's what we're doing, and you get to be part of that. So it's a groundbreaking. You might see some products out there on the market that are, quote, CBN products, but I guarantee you that none of them have been thoroughly evaluated or studied as to the content that is present in that bottle. So buyer beware. You know, we are certified by the Hemp Authority, and if you look at our CBD bottles, you will see that certificate present, and you can see the certificate in each and every store as well.
Yeah, right. So remember, they're third-party tested, folks. That's why they've gotten a certificate from the Hemp Authority, which is the highest authority you can get that from here in the United States. And they are the best. It's CBD American Shaman. Do not buy this at your gas station, convenience store, or anywhere that does not have the CBD American Shaman label on it. Third-party tested. It is the best CBD and CBN that you can get. And again, if you'd like to participate in the study at Dr. Jesse's office, it's 913-647-3999. And you know, it's not just adults that have this issue with sleep. You talk about being on social media and being on your screens, and teens have a terrible time getting to sleep these days, don't they? Teens have so much disrupted sleep.
Yeah. And, you know, it's obviously more than just about CBD or CBN. You know, one of the great things that I like to say is that the American Shaman Clinic is CBD and so much more. And so when you come in, we talk about good, healthy habits. So for your children, we suggest that 30 minutes at least before bedtime, computer off, cell phones downstairs or away from their head, so there's not all the extra electromagnetic interference with their brain, and set it aside. Help them start to calm down just from their environment. We recommend a good soothing meditative music. My son loves to listen to several different meditation channels on YouTube. So there, if you make it complimentary, then things work so much better. Even from a nice tea, like an evening time tea or a sleepy time tea, are great and complimentary to some of these other supplements.
Yeah, it really gets in there and starts to work. And talk a little bit about the change, D, from daylight to standard and then back from standard to daylight savings. What does that do to our systems? It's almost like we take a trip somewhere out of our time zone a couple times a year at least, you know, let alone all the other times we travel as well.
Yeah, it adversely affects our circadian rhythm, and I really wish that this would be addressed legislatively, that the daylight savings time just goes away, because we do see a increased amount of seasonal depression because of it's dark when you get up, it's dark when you come home, nobody gets to get outside, and so sometimes seasonal lighting is very helpful, so that you have more of a regular circadian rhythm throughout your day, because it just throws the hormones off in your brain as far as sleep is concerned, as well as many other issues like cortisol. And so that's why we often see weight gain during the winter months. And so it's real important to stay active and have good sleep habits so that you can stay healthy during those wetter months.
What is the best time? Is it standard time or is it daylight savings time? Meaning, you know, for our day, for our sunlight in our day.
I think that whatever allows us to have some light when we wake up is key, because that really allows the body to have a signal that it's time to start the day, it's time to get things going. And then in the evening, when it's night, there's a natural mechanism to the brain that allows those chemicals to start to come in and say, okay, it's time to settle down. And so when we turn the clock back like it is and it's dark when we get up, that's what adversely affects us.
Okay, if you'd like to take part in the sleep study at the American Shaman Clinic CBD Akasa Care at 7201 West 110th Street, get a hold of Dr. Jesse's office and they'll try to sign you up. This is going to be very popular, folks, so the quicker you get in, the better. 913-647-3999. That's 913-647-3999 to get a hold of Dr. Jesse and get into his office and get yourself be part of this sleep study with this CBN.
So. Yes, when you call in, just tell the staff that you're interested in being part of the CBN study. Or if you can't remember that, just say, I want to do the study that might help me sleep better, and we'll get you in and we'll get all of your information. And hopefully you can help us help others.
There you go. Sleep. I need sleep. That's all you have to tell them, folks. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. Dr. Jesse, appreciate the time today, and we'll probably talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman here on Sports Radio 810 WHB on this Sunday morning. And a guy who really doesn't need a whole lot of introduction, a name you will recognize right away, Randy Cross, former NFL great for the San Francisco 49ers, three-time Super Bowl champion, and a guy who uses the CBD and You and does a lot of other great things. Randy, how are you this morning, pal?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing good. Thank you. I mean, it's the middle of football season. How bad can I be?
It can't be bad at all. I'll guarantee you that much. How about the 49ers?
How about that? Yeah, it sort of seems like a natural state of events when they're actually good again. And it's always better for the league when the teams on the West Coast, you know, are good and in contention. You know, when the Rams are down and the Raiders are down and the Niners are down. You know, for a while it was like, thank God the Seahawks are playing good. Otherwise, the West Coast would be desolate. But yeah, now the Niners are playing well. I think it's fun to see, and they're doing it with defense. And those fans out there aren't used to seeing all of that much defense. They're used to offenses.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Now it's so much predicated. Boy, I guess I don't know how long we have to go far back. Maybe. It was pretty much predicated on defense for a long period of time, the old Steelers in the 70s, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And now all of a sudden it got back to it was a quarterback-driven league, which it basically still is. But a lot of teams now that are playing great defense, look at even New England, who, you know, the offense hasn't been that terrific, but the defense has just been lights out, has been doing so well with defense. I mean, it's still part of the game.
Oh, there's no doubt. And when you've got a team, you know, like the Pats, led by a guy, you know, like Brady, and they're winning with defense, and you're hearing more about that than anything else, you know the world has gone sideways.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, and you think even last year they really did it with defense. They came in here to Kansas City AFC Championship game, and they shut out the Chiefs in the first half. Now, the Chiefs ended up scoring 31 points in the second half, but they didn't. But New England you know, held on and won the game, went on to win another Super Bowl ring. They had done it, and they had solved a little bit, at least for a half, the Patrick Mahomes puzzle, which no one else had been able to solve until that point. Now everybody's trying to do the same thing, even though Patrick Mahomes has been out the last couple of weeks. So the league is very interesting. Now, what do you think about the state of the league, where it is, where it's headed, and exactly where it is now?
Well, I think it's healthier, personally, for a lot of reasons. But I think primarily because they finally had a sort of group revelation that these spread offenses and these style of offenses that kids start running when they're about 10 or 12 years old and spend all their high school years doing 7-on-7 leagues and just flipping the ball everywhere. You know, for years that was looked down at by the NFL. And they were like, oh, that'll never work. That's that system stuff. Guys that get in those systems, you know, aren't that good at quarterbacks. Well, we've come to find out that that system works pretty good in the NFL. And those system guys, you know, there was a time where Texas Tech guys couldn't get a sniff if they played for Mike Leach or in that air raid offense or whatnot. And now those are the guys people are looking to hire. So I think it's good. I think it's healthy. There's other stuff going on around the league, but, you know, I try to sort of stick to football.
Yeah, I do too. You know, the X's and O's for me, even though the outside is, you know, can be a little bit strange. I think a lot of it too, I'll just throw this out there. You don't have to comment on this, but the Antonio Brown thing, when he went to Pittsburgh originally and all through his early years, everybody says he's one of the greatest guys ever. And then all of a sudden he took that hit from Vontaze Burfict. And he really hasn't been the same guy since. And that's a real thing. I mean, concussions, getting hit in the head, that is a real thing that people better really wake up to in this league. And I think it has affected many, many players. And I'm sure you know better than anyone that, you know, you probably see ex-teammates or whatever suffering from the effects of playing football for a long period of time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, I think there's a lot of things out there. You know, you're talking about CBD and other things. You know, another acronym out there is CTE. And that's something that, you know, there's actually a force from the medical community and even in the world of football that's trying to poo-poo even the existence of CTE and or that it has anything to do with repetitive head injuries. But, you know, I think the reality of the game is I grew up watching punch-drunk boxers.
Right.
And I remember asking my dad, why are those guys like that? My dad goes, well, they just got hit in the head too much. And so it's been around for a long time. And it's something I think more people have to kind of get a grip on and come to the reality that, you know, it's the best sport in the world, but that doesn't make it the safest sport in the world. So it's something I think that a lot of people, not only in the game, but around the game, parents, people like that, have to pay a lot closer attention to. You know, how they deal with it, how you deal with, you know, head injuries in general, whether it's hitting the ball in soccer if you're a young girl or, you know, getting hit in the head when you're a young football player.
Yeah, you played 13 years in the NFL, and I'm sure, you know, 4 years at UCLA before that and then high school before that. So, you know, you're looking at 20-plus years of playing football. Do you worry about the CTE?
You know, I think it's something you're kind of – bit of a moron if you don't worry about it. I mean, I played 21 years, like you said. So,
right.
You know, I think anybody that's played this game, and especially that has had any history of head injuries, has to worry about it. But that in and of itself has been one of the real problems with the issue is just the basic capricious nature of, you know, who gets it, who doesn't. You know, you look at guys that played, you know, college and high school and maybe a ham sandwich in the pros that have these incredible issues, or guys that just played high school and college and they have incredible issues, or guys that play 20-something years of football and don't have the issues. Yeah, I mean, you got to worry about it, but I think you got to be proactive too. I mean, you know, you've got to use your brain. You got to read. You got to, you know, do the different things and take supplements. I've always been a real holistic medicine kind of a guy. It helped me heal faster than most other guys because I was willing to, you know, try acupuncture, try Chinese herbology. Now I use CBD and I think it's something from a pain and cognitive standpoint that has helped me immensely.
Yeah. And let's, before we go to that, let's talk a little bit about the, you know, concussion situation. How much of an effect 10, 15 years from now do you think it will have on the sport of football? I know there's a lot of high schools here in the Kansas City area. They're losing players. They're not as many kids are coming out for football like they used to. There are a lot of reasons, but the concussion situation is one of those as well.
It is. It is. And you know, I didn't even play football until I was in the ninth grade. And I didn't miss it. I played basketball and baseball and everything else in the world and just sort of discovered football because I was changing schools and my dad said, hey, go out for football. You'll meet all these guys before school starts. So you'll have a built-in group of acquaintances and, you know, sort of get you started. So I went out for football. And, you know, but I personally don't think that young kids should play it. I think there's so many other things to do. If you want to learn the basics of football, there's flag football. There's other, you know, youth leagues and stuff like that where you can do that without having, you know, the contact involved because it's, you know, they're in the process of proving pretty emphatically that it's just not good for a young brain. And that shouldn't surprise anybody.
No, right, exactly. They just haven't fully developed yet, and you put a helmet on them, and they use the helmet as a weapon when they're young, even though the coaches are getting better at teaching the right tackling techniques.
They look like little bobblehead dolls, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they can barely hold the helmet up, and they're getting hit in it.
Yeah, I can remember back in the day, and I'm older than you are, we were taught to use our heads as a weapon and the helmet as a weapon by spearing the opposition. I mean, we're actually coached to do that. And, you know, you look at it now, you wince at at that kind of, teaching technique from the high school coaches in those days.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a much different game in general. The NFL and the college game, but especially the NFL that I played in, you know, I retired after Super Bowl 23, and, you know, that was just no holds barred, full contact karate compared to what goes on now. I mean, now it's extremely, I don't think it's any safer because they're bigger and stronger and faster.
Yeah.
But they've taken a lot of the real nasty stuff out of the game, and that's a good thing for the players.
Yeah, and the bigger, stronger, faster thing, everybody is bigger, stronger, faster, so it's the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just the same thing. They're just bigger, stronger, faster athletes. Yeah. Talking with Randy Cross, College Football Hall of Famer, also in the Hall of Fame at UCLA, longtime NFLer, 13 years with the San Francisco 49ers, 3 Pro Bowls, 3-time first team All Pro. He has 3 Super Bowl rings. Let me ask you a question. When and where do you wear the Super Bowl rings?
I wear them on TV. Outside of that, I'm not a real flashy jewelry guy. So I kind of wear my watch and my wedding ring, and that's about it. But you know, when I'm out in public at events or if I'm on TV and whatnot, I'll wear the rings. You know, I've got some bowl rings and the Hall of Fame ring, the College Football Hall of Fame ring, and you know, the Super Bowl ring. So I've got rings to wear. I just don't usually wear them real often.
Yeah, right. I don't, you know, most offensive linemen are not real flashy guys. They just get their, put their head down, get the job done, and go home. The only time they want.
And I've got pretty straight fingers, too.
Yeah, there you go. Still. Yeah, despite the fact you played guard and center. I do a show called Crunch Time here in Kansas City with Tim Grunhard, the former NFL center for the Kansas City Chiefs for all those years. And none of his fingers are straight because that all he did was play center. So he always complains about that.
That's because he held too much.
Oh, he held all of it. He said that's why. He'd get his fingers caught in jerseys and then he'd go running by him and they'd just, make his fingers crooked.
The fingers keep going.
That's exactly right. Hey, Randy, let's talk a little bit about CBD. Of course, this show is CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Tell me a little bit about how you're using the CBD and how it's helping you.
Well, I've got, sort of the broad spectrum that I take in a capsule, and I take one of those every morning. And I do use the drops on occasion, like before I go to bed. And that I have noticed a distinct difference, from a cognitive standpoint and from a general health standpoint. And probably my favorite CBD product is the broad spectrum or the wide spectrum ointment that I can put on my, shoulder and knees and, hands and feet and all the stuff that gets aching and hurting like crazy. All that creaky stuff that used to just sort of go away after I got up after about 5 minutes, and now is mine for the rest of the day. So it helps with that an awful lot.
How much were you using, like, ibuprofen and acetaminophen before you started using the CBD, and now how much less do you use it?
Well, significantly less because the pain's, it's not gone. But it's imminently ignorable. I was taking 3 or 4 Aleve a day.
Wow, yeah.
Which is not the greatest thing for your kidney and everything else. So, it's just not necessary, which is great.
Yeah, and I always tell people too, Randy, the deal is with CBD American Shaman, there's a money-back guarantee. So if you go in, and we talked about how when we talked about CTE, we talked about how it does affect some people and doesn't affect others. It's same with any kind of treatment you're going to get. Sometimes, and for them, it seems like the majority for CBD, but it does work. But for some people, it doesn't work, and you can use it for a month, use a topical cream, use the drops, and you can bring back the empty bottle, and it's fully refundable. So you're really not taking a chance. I always tell people, it is, you have nothing to lose here.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fantastic. I would highly recommend it. And, I guess there's still people that have that thought process. They think, CBD, it's that marijuana stuff.
Right.
Well, it's hemp, and it doesn't have THC. And, some, if not most states now, are starting to come around to the point of, how beneficial it is, especially, medicinally for all kinds of stuff. So it's great. It's good that we're coming and sort of as a society getting a little bit more intelligent about it. But, I can just speak for what it does for me, and it helps me immensely.
Yeah, right. It helps me as well. I had arthritic fingers. I was a two-finger typist my entire career in journalism. And, my two forefingers are, arthritic, both the knuckles. And I was doing what you were doing. I was taking 4 or 5 leaves. I couldn't play golf. If I shook your hand, I'd wince because I figured, if he shakes my hand too hard, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
And then I just started using it. And I was using ibuprofen and Aleve. I couldn't play golf anymore. And I just started taking it, and it's been great. And I was very skeptical, like a lot of people are. And like I tell people, just try it, folks. And when you get it, get the best. CBD American Shaman. All the ingredients are listed right on the label. It tells you exactly what's in there, exactly what isn't. Don't go to your convenience store or gas station and grab something off the counter because you just don't know. CBD American Shaman products are all third-party tested. So that's the important thing to remember with that. Randy, before I let you go, 2 things. What are you up to now? I know we're into broadcasting for a long time. You're still doing a lot of that?
Yeah. After I retired in '89, January of '89, I went to work with CBS, and I've been in the TV business now for 31 years, TV and radio. So still doing that. I do college football now. I did 20 years of NFL, but now the last 10 or 11 years I've been doing college football. have a Tuesday night show called Inside College Football on CBS Sports Network. And then on the weekends, I do games. And that would range from, I do all the Navy home games.
Okay.
And I also do Mountain West, MAC, and American. So it's a mix besides the six home games or so for the midshipmen.
Right. That gets you into all parts of the country, too, to see, you know, to see college football, which is a lot of fun these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, especially with Navy.
I'm going to be in Michigan this weekend, so I get to get my first snow experience of 2019.
Well, there you go. I'm sure you've had a couple snow experiences, so I don't think, you know, this won't be your first go-around with that. Hey, and also tell us a little bit about, I know you work with a foundation, nonprofit organization that helps to teach veterans when they come out of the military. Tell us a little bit about that, and give us a way we can get in contact.
Yeah, the name of the organization is Higher Heroes USA. And it's they're at higherheroesusa.org if you want to get information. And it's a fantastic, whether you're looking to help a nonprofit like this or whether you are a veteran that could use these services, they train and teach and aid in the transition of military members and their spouses going from the military into kind of the corporate world. And they do everything from, you know, teaching them how to write a resume, how to do an interview. Just there's so many things coming out of, and when you think of the military, you go, God, that's got to be fantastic to hire those guys. Well, it is, but they're not trained in a corporate sense. They're trained in a military sense, and there's a pretty good difference. And you want that persistence, you want that attention to detail, you want that discipline, you want all those positives, and they've got to be able to show that. And what Higher Heroes does is they address specifically that. They sort of, you know, sharpen the skills and round out the rough edges and get them ready for the corporate world. And it's a fantastic organization to do work with, because the money they raise is the money they spend. Doesn't go to big salaries, doesn't go to, you know, big offices and all the other stuff with these other nonprofits, and it's just for the veterans.
Randy, I appreciate the time. Thanks for all the work you do for them. They are our heroes. There's no doubt about that. It's higherheroesusa.org if you want to get more information on that. Randy, I appreciate it. Continued good luck to you, and thanks for joining us this morning, pal.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Randy Cross, College Football Hall of Famer, UCLA Hall of Famer as well, and now working with college football for CBS, doing some great things, and you know, just a good all-around man. So thanks a lot, Randy. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Fantastic. Look forward to it.
All right. So right after us here on CBD and You, it is the Chiefs Tailgate Show. That is next here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Next week.
Take care.
All right.